The northeastern U.S. is home to many longtime family-owned resort motels. One of the most famous properties began with just 10 guest rooms left over from a former paper mill operation. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Five conferences, one location, something for your entire team. Get ready. The 2020 Top Producer Summit is set for January 27th through the 30th in Chicago. This year's summit is a combination of the five highly regarded top producer conferences: Top Producer Seminar, Executive Women in Agriculture, Tomorrow's Top Producer, Farm Journal Legacy Project, and, for the first time, the Farm Journal Hemp Summit. Register today for Top Producer Summit at tpsummit.com.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
In 1956, Scott Labman's parents began operating a motel in New Hampshire's White Mountains.
It was a little tiny clubhouse owned by the former paper mill. At the time when they bought the clubhouse, it only had 8 guest rooms, and Shelburne was a dry town. Come to find out, we needed like 10 guest rooms to get a liquor license. So my dad and the partner tore a couple closets apart and stuck a cot in to make the 10 guest rooms we had our liquor license in 1956.
Those 10 guest rooms have grown to a family-owned facility of over 160 rooms today. The Labmans used all of their skills to provide a unique experience for guests.
My mother was the first cook, and my dad would wait on tables, sing and dance to the guests at night. Literally did everything for the first 5 or 6 years, and we have about 110 employees now.
Scott's location in northern New Hampshire brings a variety of guests.
June, we do a lot of conventions. Summer is mostly families. We have a little bit of a lull right after Labor Day, and then here come the Leaf Peepers, and they come from all over the world. Mud season we call April and November, and then we get into our ski season and snowmobilers, and very fortunate for that.
This part of the state is beautiful, yet it's seen a gradual depopulation as industry has left the area. Scott loves his job here in the White Mountains.
A lot of classmates of mine from Berlin, New Hampshire, weren't able to return to the North Country. I had a pretty good opportunity. My son and daughter now work here, so we're into our third generation working at the Town and Country, and I couldn't think of a better place.
Every 4 years, Scott will see plenty of presidential candidates head here for the state's well-known primary. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Shelburne, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McCrae.